Open the door to allow the light in your room. Instructive stories from the teachings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. A boy from a wealthy family was spoiled through overindulgence. His parents used to fulfill all his fanciful desires, and thus they did great harm to the boy. When the boy grew up as a young man, he became more and more unruly. The sun and moon must carry out my orders. One day, the young man was sleeping in a room with all the doors closed. By late afternoon, the parents of the boy thought their son was still sleeping because he might have worked very hard the night before. When midday was arriving, the parents became deeply anxious. "What happened to my son? Why is he still sleeping? Let me knock the door and wake him up." "My dear son, please get up. The sun is up and it's midday." Still in bed, the boy kept on telling, "Why are you knocking at my door in the dead of night, father? I am not going to open it. You must have come with some bad motive." Everyone outside was urging, "The sun has been up for a long time. It is almost midday. Please open the door." "The midday sun must be very strong, and if it is so, let him come into my room and show his strength. After all, I am not going to get up from my cozy, comfortable bed." Then everyone appealed, "Will you open the door so that the sunlight will get into the room?" Purport. Some people think that it is nothing but flattery to say that the Lord is all merciful. If the Lord was really merciful, how is it that there is so much suffering in the world? Some people even think that if Godhead was omnipotent, he should have changed our motives without effort. Their argument is similar to such a spoiled child. They have in fact encaged themselves in their own apparently cozy, comfortable bedroom under illusionary energy. The sun distributes his light everywhere indiscriminately, for rich and poor, palace and cottage alike. Anyone who takes the trouble of opening his doors and windows will surely get sunlight. The Lord has bestowed his mercy everywhere, and every living entity using his free will can enjoy it.